Is coming to you from Crisco Central Church, Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome.
But I realized that all of us are involved in some kind of counseling. Whether you like it or not, people will come to you. Watu watakujia, wanataka nini? Mashauri. And sometimes you don't know why they are coming to you. I wish they went to somebody else. Because some of them are old people, older than you. And you don't know what to say. Some of them are married and you are single. You don't know what to say. Eh? There are all those kinds of things. But I know why they are coming. You are coming because you are called a leader. And so they have a confidence in leadership. And they are believing that as they come to you, they will get some wisdom. And thank God, by the grace of God, they've been getting some wisdom. It's only that we want to make the wisdom to make it better. Now, we need to, first of all, agree on the goal of counseling. In other words, what do we have as a goal of counseling? When you are counseling somebody, what are you trying to achieve? Unamshauri mtu. Unajaribu kufanya nini? Kumfanya tu asikie vizuri? Ati ameongea na mtu sasa anasikia vizuri? No, that's not the goal. There should be a more serious goal than just making somebody a little bit happy. And so that's what we want to mention, that counseling is meant to promote maturity. Maturity. A Christian maturity, that is. Because you are getting people that are coming and responding in a way that you are wondering, what is wrong? And when they explain their story, you want to help them so that they can be mature enough to know how to handle themselves. Tunataka wawe watu wakukomaa kidogo. Where it will help them in their worship and in their service. Have you discovered something that when you are not in good shape, you have a problem to worship the Lord? When somebody has offended you, you have a problem even if the worship leader says, "Hai tuinue mkono sasa tumwabudu Bwana." Kule ndani unajua lakini. Kuna kitu kinaitwa lakini. So you have a problem, and even if you try, you find you are dry. Why? Because something is not right. That's why we want to bring you to Christian maturity there, so that you are able to worship the Lord more effectively. We are talking about a sinner, about a Christian. But if he's a sinner, we want to bring them to a place where they can accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Kama ni watu ambao hawajaokoka, mashauri yetu yanataka yaelekeze kwa Yesu, kujua kwamba ni hapo ndio kuna jibu. Bwana asifiwe. And then the second thing is that we want to bring them to maturity so that they can serve the Lord. Have you discovered when you are not in good shape, you don't even want to be told, even just to stand up and usher people? Leave me alone. And you're in the church. You can be in the church and very annoyed with everybody. You look at that person there, you're annoyed with them. You look at the other one there, you're annoyed. Even the one who just tells you stand up, you get annoyed. Why? Leave me alone. Why? Because inside is wounded. People come for counseling because they are wounded. Now, watu lazima tuwashauri ili waweze kupona. Wakipona, basi wanaweza kumwabudu Mungu na wanaweza kufanya nini? Kumtumikia. Lakini wale bado hajampokea Yesu, tunataka tuwasaidie ili waweze kufanya nini? Kumpokea Yesu, waje pia kumwabudu Mungu. That's the main purpose of God. God wants us to worship Him. And He wants us to serve Him. Praise the Lord. So at the back of our mind, we have that as our motive. So that we know where we are taking people. We're not just trying to make them feel happy or feel supported. You know, some people come to you because they want to be supported. Now, the second thing that we want to look at is what you call the basic needs of basic personal needs. Human beings have many needs, if you call them many needs. But there are some which are basic. Those basic needs, that's where problems are when they are touched. Haja kubwa sana. Haja yako kubwa sio pesa, haja yako kubwa sio chakula, haja yako kubwa sio mambo hayo mengi. There are two main needs that are a cry in human life. And we need to know that so that we may know where people are, what they're struggling with. The main need that we have there is we want to have what we call personal worth. Kitu kinaitwa nini? Now what you are calling personal worth is each one of us would like to know that he's somebody. Yani kila mtu angependa kujua kwamba yeye ni mtu wa maana. Yani ana heshima yake. That's what we're calling what? Personal worth. Hautaki tu kufikiriwa kwamba wewe tu ni zero. Kila mmoja wetu lazima ana heshima yake. You have got your own personal worth. Now it has two inputs, this personal worth. That is, one is what we call significance. Significance. Yani watu wangependa wajulikane kwamba wana heshima yao. They are significant. They are important. Mtu wajue kwamba angalawa pia nami niko. Then the other thing is what we call security. Security. Watu wanahitaji kujua kwamba wana ulinzi, wamepokelewa, wanapendwa. Now these two are very significant for us to know in counseling. People can come with all kinds of things. Some of us, we think when people come for counseling, they just come because they're possessed and the best thing is to deliver them. Counseling has to do more. Deliverance is a part of it, but it has more than that. There could be just a brother, a good brother, but he's so depressed. He's not possessed. Depressed. The demon of depression might be coming in. He wants somebody to sit with him and carry him through, or a sister, as the case might be. So we need to understand those two areas there, so that we may be able to know what is happening. That if we are to draw, let's draw a human being here. This is a human being. A human being has two legs. Okay? A human being has two hands. Inside here we can write personal word. That is, here ndio tumbo yake. Now, what is contributing in that is what we are saying. On one side, there is a contribution of significance. And on the other side, security. So, those are the cries inside. Each one of us has a cry, and these people don't know who I am. You might not talk it, but it's there. You might want people to know. And so we try many ways to try and make ourselves felt, known. Have you discovered that? Watu wanajaribu njia zozote zile ili waweze kutambulika pia wako, because they are crying for something called significance. Then there is something called security, where we want to know that we are accepted. We want to know that somebody cares for us. We want to know that somebody is concerned about us. Hayo mambo yako pale ndani. Na utapata kwamba haya ndiyo mambo ambayo yako nyuma ya a lot of problems you deal with. We mention a lot of problems. But out of those problems, there is this quiet cry inside. Now, when you take a man and a woman, you will find both of them have got this cry of personal worth. Whether you are a man or you are a lady. But now when you go to a lady, you will find there is more proportion on one side and a man on the other side. Men are very concerned. They will resign their big jobs in order to stand for elections to be called honorable. Muhe. Anaitwa muhe. Yani mheshimiwa. That is in them. Na ndio kwa sababu ukifuata matatizo ya kinyumbani sana, utapata iko shida hapo. Once somebody feels that is being threatened, he reacts. Why? Because there's a cry inside. Bwana asifiwe. Iko kule ndani. Hata wa jamaa ambao unaona wamekaa hapa, kule ndani iko sana. Hali ya kujisikia tu na mimi pia niko. Now ladies are different. Ladies are more concerned about this security. Very concerned about that. I don't know what is wrong with my husband. All somebody is crying is, I wonder if I'm secure. And that is normally indicated by love. Unconditional love. It's there. So, there is that cry inside of ladies, and sometimes it manifests itself in many ways. But that's where the problem is. Oh, he doesn't even give me money. Problem is not money. You are hearing a different thing. Problem iko pale. So, if you don't listen properly, you will not get to the real cause. And if you don't know the workings of the person, how we are made up, you will not even ask the relevant questions. Somebody will just come with a story, and you listen to it, and you imagine you have heard everything. Iko mingi uko ndani. Bwana asifiwe. So, we want to know that there is this personal needs that we have, and basically they are summarized in having some personal worth. Most of you, that's why you are here. Why? You came to church and somebody received you. You felt like you are somebody. And somebody kept on reminding you are somebody. And I still remind you are somebody. Until you felt like, why didn't you answer like you did? Until you felt like somebody. Yeah. But you know, when you arrive home and somebody comes to your house there and the first thing he says, we mchinga sana, bure sana, wewe sija hata ulitoka wapi. You feel like nobody. You feel like nothing. And before long, you are actually reduced to nothing. You pick a boy, kamtoto kashule, ambako anafanya tu vizuri, alafu anze kukuambia wewe bure sana, unafanya mambo kama hii ni nini umefanya? Sasa hii ndio unaweza kufanya. Kila kitu ambacho unagusa kinaharibika. Unaenda kuosha vitu hata ukoosha vizuri? Before long, that boy starts underperforming. Because the boy is harassed. That's why they normally have a problem with stepmothers. They are not made to feel like they are worth. And so they give up. So, we must make people feel worth. Then, now we bring them to a place where they are significant. And each of you is significant. Can you say, I am significant? And each one of you is secure. But I want that to be at the back of your mind, so that you may be able to understand when we are talking about this story of counseling, what we are actually dealing with. So we are saying there, problems develop from that kind of thinking. If you have your Bible, can we just turn to Proverbs 23? Proverbs 23. Where are you? Verse 7, small scripture there. It says here, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." In other words, as a man thinks, he becomes that. So we have a lot of effect out of that. That because of wrong concepts of significance, and wrong concepts of security, people keep on having wrong results. Somebody said that if you want something to change, you must change the input. If you continue to doing the same thing the way you have been doing it, the results will not change. Now, if you are brought up in a place, kama wapendo ambao walitoka same hizi za Central Province, eh? Pale nyumbani uliambiwa ya kwamba elimu ndio mama yako na ndio baba yako. Si ni kweli? You know your approach towards life is so tied up with that. And so you perform very well because you are working hard knowing you have nowhere else to turn to. The only unfortunate thing is that you can glorify that education so much that when you don't perform well, you feel like you are finished. You feel like you're useless and you can as well die. You need somebody to come and tell you, you are not alive because of education. Eh? Some of your fathers and your mothers never went to school. And so they survived. So, and we can take it from any angle. Others are told farming. Somebody gets a job and feels like that job is what is making them. Because you have been put in a certain office. Sasa yu kazi ukishika, unajua kwamba hii kazi ndiyo mimi. Sikuilo tafuto kazi, unajisikia maisha yako sasa. Na kweli baada ya miaka miwili mitatu, unakufa. Kwa vile in you maisha yamekatwa tayari, because that was your source of significance. Now when the thing is cut, then you're already cut. So we must understand those wrong concepts. Get it the other side, security. And you are a lady, and you love a young man, or you love a man, eh? Sema yes. So kwanini mjibu kama even the others, you will. Say you will. So, you love that young man, eh? And that young man finally arranges for a wedding and you are wedded. And if that the concept you have of security is, if only I get married, then I will be secure. So you see, you're entering marriage with that. This is my security. This is somebody that is taking care of me. Now, when you discover that the man is not what you thought he was, your inside is cut. So you start feeling hopeless in that house. No wonder that ladies that you knew were very beautiful, well caring for themselves, all of a sudden, wamejacha tu. Shona kitu kama hicho. A lady that before she got married, she was smart, well cared for, nice, and even walking with confidence and dignity. Are you getting my story? And they get married, and they like just give up. They just like give up. Why? Because their security, their concept of security was wrong. Cut. But you get some lady that is kept differently, then you will find that even after a long while, she's still able to sustain herself. So what I'm saying, I'm giving you that background that you may understand when problems come to you, when people come to you, you may understand the thinking. You may understand where they're coming from. You may understand what is cooking in them, which they might not even know. They themselves might not know that they are reacting. I just say, this man is so bad. This man, I don't know what is wrong with him. He was so good, but these days he has changed. He has not changed. If the man was a sinner, he is just producing the fruit now. When you got married, there are leaves. But now they are fruits, green. So we need to know that so that we are able to help the people. Now, as believers, we have to come to understand what our source of significance is. Yani kama waamini, lazima tujue kweli kwa kwetu ni chanzo ni nini. Where are we getting our significance? Is it a job? No. Is it a house? No. Is it a husband or wife? No. It's not education. It is Jesus Christ. It's understanding who you are in Christ. So your significance is drawn from your understanding of who you are in Christ. You see, if you understand who you are in Christ, then things, other things can change. But you know that your relationship with Jesus does not change. Then you are able to counsel a Christian and tell them, my brother, my sister, those things might have changed there, but Jesus still is on the throne. And you are still a believer. Hallelujah. The brother was telling me, you know, I reached a place where I decided I can as well stop getting saved. Then inside me, I started wondering, what is this concept of getting saved? It is like putting on a jacket. Reminded me of my auntie. I had an auntie who was saved, who used to tell the sons, naweza kutoa hii koti ya wokovu ni kuchape vizuri sana, alafu nivae tena. Yani, wokovu wake ulikuwa kuvaliwa na kuvuliwa. So, some people have got salvation where you go on, you stop, you go on, you stop. That's not salvation. Salvation is being born again. Yani, umezaliwa upya. Umezaliwa ndani ya jamii mpya. So, because you are born again, you don't just decide, I'm not born. Then I will be born. I sometimes wonder which cross you saw. Some people, I really wonder whether they saw the right cross. There are three crosses. Looks like they saw one of them. Ile ya mwizi. Because if you saw the right cross, you will know what Jesus means to you. And you can say, take the whole world and leave me with Jesus. Because that is what is making you click. That which is making you tick should be your relationship with Jesus. And that's why Paul was able to say, I count all things but loss that I may win him. He knew exactly where he was getting his significance. Na tusipojua hapo, watu watatupiga tu chenga, watuambie kwamba unajua tulikuwa tunaishi huko, sasa amenihamisha tu, sasa niende nikaishi huko. Sasa mimi mtezaji kuishi huko, nataka kale ka nyumba tuwezi toshia. It means you have a problem. You have a problem. You with your Jesus, you can squeeze anywhere and fit. Anywhere. There was a time when we sold our house in Buruburu. We were to buy our house in Southlands. So we sold one and we thought it was like potatoes. Just sell potatoes here, get the money and buy bread here. It never worked that way. So we sold on this side and the man who was buying bought and paid everything, and he was ready to move in his house. And our house on the other side is still in the legal process. It has not been cleared. So where do we go? We can't stick in somebody's house. So we had to think where to go. Do you know that we had to be accommodated by a brother? The pastor, with my entire family, accommodated by a brother. We fitted in, all right? Don't ask me how. Somehow we fitted in. What I'm saying is, once you know where your significance is, then it doesn't matter what is happening around. Because those things change. They are all variables. But the inside, what is making you is that you are born again and God has changed you from the kingdom of darkness. You have become a child of God and you are getting your confidence there. And so you are able to stand before the kings and the queens and you are able to tell them, you know what? Jesus is alive. Yeah. You know, many of you, if we are to go by education, you don't qualify. If we are to go by wealth, you don't qualify. If we go by home background, you don't qualify. If we go by experience, you don't qualify. But Jesus has made you accepted. And so you now qualify. Praise the Lord. Secondly, we come on this other side and we realize that my security is where? Is in the Lord. That my security as a child of God is in the Lord. He is my protector. And He is the one that loves me. Men might not appreciate me, but I know that Jesus appreciates me. So you see, if that be the case, that you are getting your significance from Jesus, and you are getting your security from Jesus, that's where you are getting your security from, your love, your acceptance. You are accepted the way you are. Yani umekubalika tu vile uko hivyo. Ukapokelewa na akakwambia kwamba wewe sasa ni mwanangu, haijalishi dhambi zile ulitenda zote zikasamehewa. Na sasa umekubalika ndani ya nyumba ya Bwana, sema nimekubalika. Kwa sababu umekubalika sasa haijalishi nani anakuja anakusema wewe bure sana. Wanaweza kusema wapendavyo. Kule ndani anasema hawajui mimi ni nani. Hallelujah. So that is now what is contributing on your personal worth. So that your personal worth is not based on your dress, it's not based on your hairstyle, it's based, not based on your house, it's not based on your education, it's based on Jesus Christ. You see, now with that, it becomes so hard for anybody to shake you. You become solid. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is? So somebody coming to you, you want to know if he's a believer, you want to know how he's fitting in that. So, after getting that, we'll see how that now relates to the problems and the challenges we are going to face. We're going to get some light, I wonder. I don't see the man of God around today. Oh, the man of God, you are there. Man of God, all right. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the... Oh, well, let there be light. And there was light. Praise God on the highest. Right. I want to give you a table here, a simple table, which will help you to understand where we are in more details here. We want to get three stages. One stage we are calling stage A. Just allow me to write, draw the whole thing, and then you will be able to follow. A, stage B, and stage C. If we look at it from that angle, we'll see that in stage A, that all the basic needs, as we concluded there, basic needs, they are only met by Jesus, or in Jesus. Am I right? All the basic needs that we have, be they significance, security, to make our personal worth, are met where? In Jesus. And because they are met in Jesus, then we can say that out of that, then our arrows can show that when we are in Jesus, we get complete significance. And complete security. Alright? We are in stage A, tunagundua kwamba mahitaji yetu yale ya maana sana yote yanapatikana ndani ya Yesu. Na kwa hivyo ndani ya Yesu tunapata umuhimu wetu, na ndani ya Yesu tunapata ulinzi wetu. Total security. Are we right up to there? Now, in stage two, it means that without God, the highest needs cannot be met. Can only be met in some other form. Without God, here now we are without God, the needs met there will be met not through God now, so there will be something that you will be struggling for significance. And the thing that you'll be struggling for significance is something we call power. You will need some power. So here now we want power in order to be significant. No wonder that you see they're talking about all kinds of power. And other than power, you also want something else called pleasure. So that's now where we are. Without God. So, we are seeing power and pleasure playing an important role. So, we want to look at the long-term consequences. In the long term, you will find that somebody who was quietly fighting for power is demonstrating it with power, with violence, and one who was striving for pleasure is demonstrating it by immorality. So, that's how we see how we're operating, that without Christ, you expect people to demonstrate their power with violence. No wonder that they are at home. Eh? You wonder why they are fighting? There it is. Then, of course, they open the door for the devil now, and then they are possessed and so on. Now, the others are out for pleasure. And because they're out for pleasure, they marry one woman and they feel like that one is not enough. That one was black. Marry another one who is a little bit brown. That one is brown but short. Marry one who is tall. Marry another one. Or, if they don't marry, they just keep on moving. Until AIDS have come to limit their boundaries. So, they are stopped being immoral, not because they are not immoral. Inside, they are still immoral. It's only that they are fearing death. But inside, they are totally immoral. So that's where they are operating from, because they feel like, if I only get this one, the pleasure will be just, So they are trying to draw what God intended from a wrong source. So these are the thinking that is there. And it's because of the kind of the feeding that is there, that if we are to draw it in picture form, you will get it very, very easily. That I want just to draw it in picture form there, that you may see how it is working in the head. Let me draw my capason. This is my capason. Capason is good, isn't it? let me just draw a portion of him now. I want to draw the whole of him. Let me draw a portion of him and show him more. He is here now. This is his head. This compass. Let me give him a big head. And then he's there. Those are his hands there. He's going down there. This person here, he sees an event. That is an event. Inside this person, there is the mind, which has got what you call conscious mind and unconscious or subconscious mind. Are we right? That's what is happening inside. So he sees an event. When he sees it, he has got a way in which he is going to interpret the event. Do you know we can look at the same thing and interpret it in many forms, depending on how the computer is? All these computers. These computers might be very different. So there is that interpretation that is given to it, which we want to call evaluation. It's evaluating the thing. So there is what we call evaluation there. But as that is happening, there has been an input from this side. We have Satan, who has got his input into the world. All these are focused towards making an input in the mind of this person. That's why Paul writes and he says, be transformed in your mind. Because our minds are locked up with what we have gotten from the devil through the world systems. So we want to interpret things in that light. And so that has given us what we call wrong programs. Wrong programming. You are programmed with wrong stuff. You are told this is wrong. This cannot be accepted. So it enters into your mind. Now when this event comes and you evaluate, you are evaluating in the basis of this. Am I right? Now when it goes to your heart is here. Your heart, if you are not born again, is purely focused towards self. So you will assess things in terms of how does it fit? How does it fit in me? No wonder that somebody will say, imagine how he treated me. Imagine how she handled me. Why? Because the me is on the throne. Are we together? So, the event is simple. The evaluation is taking this form. And then out of that is being translated into your heart, which is basically representing self. And so, out of that, now we get what we call behavior, response, action. Out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, you act. It's because of the computer which was working in you. Okay? So, you know, this will help us, because when we are dealing with a case, then we are able to go back and see how, what happened. You know, somebody can just come to you and tell you, this man just came, opened the door, and started slapping me. You need to ask yourself, did it just happen like that? When you follow the case, perhaps there was a quarrel in the morning. And the man decided, I will drink. So that I get what? Boldness. To come and deal with this woman. Do you know cases like those? So now you are only being given the tail end. You need to get the other end. Because the other end will explain a few other things. What the computer was receiving. The signals. Praise the Lord. But the other one is, if we get this man here, this man is born again. If this man is born again, then the message comes. It gets into the heart and finds the heart is not just self. But there is Christ there. So it lands now here and it is Christ. Then Christ will point it to the Bible. What does the Bible say? Now the Bible has got its own input into the mind. No wonder that you will go on by saying, what does the Word of God say? We know your uncle is saying this. We know the aunties are saying this, but what does the Word of God say? Because we have another component who is directing us to the Word of God. So our will, our action, our reaction change because of the input. Bwana asifiwe. Sasa hiyo ndio hali ambayo tunayo. Na kwa sababu kuna yale mambo ambayo yalikuwa yanatufuata, unaweza sasa kuyaweka hapo. Kwamba you see this event, out of this event, there is that interpretation, and say, so this man thinks I am not important. So this lady thinks that I'm just like everybody else. That's the interpretation now. And out of that, fights, quarrels, going to a witch doctor in order to prove. You know why people go to the witch doctor? They go to the witch doctor because they want to arm themselves some more and show you I can give you a technical knockout through a remote control or whatever it is. So that's what is happening inside, and we need to know that so that we are comfortable to deal with those cases as they come to us. Very, very important for us to know, because basically what you will face is behavior. Watu watakuonyesha matendo ambayo yalitokea. Alikuja akanipiga. Alikataa kunipikia chakula. Huyu amekuwa mkorofi squeeze. What you are dealing with are behaviors. But that behavior is coming from a certain thinking. And the thinking might be, if you are going to handle me like that, I will see. I'm also going to react. So you might be dealing with the reaction, thinking that you're dealing with a problem. Well, that is only a reaction. Why not if you were? I've told several times this case that I was dealing with of some sister. She's not with us. I think she remained in Nairobi cinema and later on. I don't know where she was. This is a case about 7-8 years ago. About 8 or 10 years ago. This sister comes to me. The sister, she's telling me, Pastor Mie, I don't know what is wrong with me. I just find myself getting late. I'm just late on duty every day. So, I'm sure if you are the one, you'll just say, let's pray. Rebuke the spirit of lateness. And you'll be okay. But then, I decided not to pray and rebuke the demon of lateness. I wanted to know why. So I asked her, sister, why do you come late on duty? Why don't you come early? Say, things at home, they are just things. Now, what things? So we started working on the things. Then I discovered, are we all grown-ups? Can you endure everything? Okay. I discovered this sister, she got saved. When the sister got saved, she decided she is saved. Kabisa. She cannot be touched. Some of you have already gotten offended. So, here is the husband. The husband is not saved. And the husband is still the husband. He needs his rightful share according to the word of God. So the husband goes drinking. The husband is coming back home at around 11 or 12, whatever the story is. And the husband is coming for his meal. And the husband cannot be given the meal because the owner is saved. So they have to wrestle. And by the time they're having a breakthrough, it's around 3, 4. Hey, brethren, praise the Lord. Leaders, praise the Lord. we are leaders here, so we are talking everything. So they have a breakthrough at around 3 or 4. Now, you see, if she starts sleeping at 4, then chances are that she oversleeps. Now, when she oversleeps, then she will definitely come on duty late. So you see, the problem is further. The problem is not even just sleeping. The problem is beyond. The salvation is where it started.
Please turn the cassette over.